This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Baskin and Phelps, we are live at the Rally House in Fairview Park. On our show, you may know, when Andy continually drops names of famous people he has had encounters
with, this is true,
you often hear a ding. So during the day today, you're going to hear this a lot. That's the door here at Rally House. It's not Andy dropping names like he always does.
Not at all.
So whenever you hear that sound, get ready. In fact, There it is again.
Wow, look at that.
It's not just
they are coming in like crazy.
Man, we have now we have lots of folks from Rally House getting pictures with us and with a bag that we're giving away.
Venom, we're giving away.
If you stop out here, not only do you get the pleasure of seeing Andy Baskin, you can register to win a Josh Naylor limited jersey.
Ooh.
You don't need to be present when we have the drawing at 2 o'clock to get a winner. But Amber will be calling you later and giving you that jersey.
And her and Cole might sing the Rally House theme. If you ask them nicely, right?
That's really true. We have the whole crew here.
It is catchy tune,
isn't it? Yeah, maybe we can do that in between dings of the door.
Okay, that's right. We'll sing for you.
It'll be great.
That'll turn Pavlovian very quickly.
We're going to hear a ding and start singing. We got a lot coming up today. We're going to hear Kevin Stefanski's press conference. We are going to hear from the quarterback, Deshaun Watson, we believe. They'll be talking about Amari Cooper now being a member of the Buffalo Bills. We're going to talk about that as well. By the way, it's interesting that a wide receiver the caliber of Amari is now on his fourth NFL team. We can get into that as well.
Hmm.
2-0. That's the series right now. American League Championship Series. Guardians go to New York, and they lose two games. Okay, you got to win four, but that means the Guardians need to win four of the next five games to advance to the World Series. Stephen Vogt is managing this thing like his career depends on it. Apparently he doesn't realize that he's like wrapped up a multi-year contract for as long as he seems to want one because he's been terrific. But I appreciate his efforts to try and win the game last night because he managed the heck out of it. As we do here at Baskin and Phelps, it's time to do this. Hit it, Mac.
Time for Baskin and Phelps to second-guess the manager.
Let's start in the second inning, shall we, Andy?
Yeah, let's go.
It was already 2-0 New York. Tanner Bibee was pitching last night, and he had one out, and he had men on second and third, and first base was open. And our manager, Stephen Vogt, decides to intentionally walk Juan Soto to load the bases to bring up Aaron Judge. You okay with that?
Yeah, because I think Aaron Judge has been slumping. So, yes, absolutely.
I would give you an okay on that one.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome to Rally House, sir. Good to have you here.
Oh, big shipment. All kinds of great paraphernalia coming in right now.
So, along with that intentional walk,
Sports team paraphernalia,
it was done so that he could yank Tanner Bibee with one out in the second inning.
Different rally.
So he yanks Tanner Bibee with one out in the second inning and brings in Cade Smith. Your starting pitcher, the ace of your staff, went 1 1/3.
Mm-hmm.
1 1/3.
Okay.
That was it. And my thought was this. Gosh, I think that is way, way, way too early to yank your starting pitcher, and I can't come up with a good argument to leave him in.
He was 40 pitches in, too, 39 pitches in.
And
25 strikes, too.
And he had given up two runs already on five hits, and he walked a guy. And I thought, God, I want him to stay out there longer. And I thought, except most of your bullpen is fresh. Mm-hmm. You have the next day off. You've got the bases loaded. You have Aaron Judge at the plate. And Tanner Bibee's already given up five hits. I understood it. I hated it, but I understood the move.
Yeah,
I hated it, but I think I'd
if it was a regular season game, there's no question they would have sucked it out.
Sure.
You know, until you give up four runs, I would probably say at that point. I didn't think he was it's playoff baseball.
Yep.
There are things about playoff baseball that drive me nuts, and that might be one of them. Because, okay, so maybe Bibee would have given up a sac fly, and that would have been the end of it, and they could have got out of the inning, right? Who knows? I mean, Smith ends up giving up the sac fly, but it's not his run, not a big deal, and
Bibee
he gets him out of the inning.
Five hits, right? He got four guys out and gave up five hits and a walk. So I understood it. Smith got both batters, sac fly, and then a strikeout. It was 3-0. Let's go to the fourth inning, Mac.
Time for Baskin and Phelps to second-guess the manager.
Fourth inning, Andy. Guardians load the bases with one out. I mean, opportunity. It's knocking right there.
It was right there.
Did you like that sound?
Oh, that was great.
Thank you.
You know what we paid for that?
Load the bases, one out. He makes a move. He pinch hits for Bo Naylor and brings in David Fry. So he throws the whole lefty-righty thing out the window because he's got the lefty, who, by the way, was 0-14 in the postseason, and brings in the clutch-hitting David Fry, who swings at the first pitch and fouls out to third base.
Killer. Yeah, that sucked.
Killer.
Is that worse that he popped up there, or is it worse that you knew you were going to have to watch Austin Hedges hit for the rest of the game?
Well, that brings up a good point.
That's my concern.
And he had only one out. Should he have pinch hit for Bo Naylor in that situation? I think I'd have held off, except for one thing.
Way out.
It's a 3-0 game. David Fry's a clutch hitter that got the bases loaded. Who do you trust in that situation?
The all-star to get you hit.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Yeah, I would trust the All Star to get you the hit.
I would too.
But sometimes though, it feels like when he makes a move, he doesn't think about the long term repercussions.
I'm sure he is. Yeah,
but you realize that. You put Fry up there for one at bat, and now all of a sudden you're talking auto out for the rest of the game with Hedges.
And you know that.
And it's not that we don't like Austin Hedges. Please don't take it personal. But
he can't hit.
I don't think anyone has any confidence in him to come up with a big hit. And in fact, I'd love for Austin just to lean into one so he can get first base.
And here's the other aspect of this. You know, two of the big guns in their bullpen are right-handed pitchers. Clay Holmes and Luke Weaver.
Right.
So you know if Hedges comes up later in the game after they make a pitching change, he's going up against a righty. I hated this move, Andy. Pinch hitting for Bo so early. And just like Yank and Bybee, I can't argue with it. Because if Fry gets...
Well, you are. You hated the move.
I hated it, but I understood it. And so I'm not even going to second guess him on this one because...
It was like eating broccoli. Let's be honest.
You know, if you roast broccoli a little bit and put some honey and lemon
on it, but it's like, you know it's good for you. You got to eat it, but you're not necessarily going to like it. It was a broccoli move.
I don't mind broccoli. I understood it. So, okay. And then Rocchio came up next and took a high and outside pitch for a called strike three.
Yeah, I don't know that that was a strike, though. It looked like it was on the edge.
It looked like if the little box was in the right place, it was a strike.
Okay.
So there's the fourth inning. So far, two real moves that he's made that I don't like at all and I can't argue with. Let's go to the sixth.
Time for Baskin and Phelps to second-guess the manager.
The Guardians brought in Eli Morgan for the fifth inning, Andy. He had a clean fifth inning and threw only six pitches. So Eli was dealing, as the kids say.
And fresh.
Brought in Eric Sabrowski, who hadn't pitched in back-to-back games yet as a major leaguer. Pitched in game one. They brought him in for the third time in 4 days because he also pitched in game five against Detroit. He gave up one run on two hits, and he walked a guy. I'll second guess this one. I'd have left Eli Morgan in for another inning.
But nobody got another inning. Nobody. Yes and no. No one got more than, what, one and two-thirds. Smith got one and two-thirds. Everybody else was less than that. How often do you see a box score like that? An all-star game? That's it.
You had Eli out there. He was fresh. He had thrown six pitches. You brought in, you know, you're going, you're thinking lefty-righty and everything else. We're getting another picture taken of us. Andy is standing up straight and tucking in his gut.
Thank you.
Nice. I don't bother.
I think it was a good move.
I don't bother anymore. I would have left Eli Morgan in and kept Sabrowski maybe for a matchup against a specific lefty that I wanted to do.
At six pitches, I'd say you come back with him the next inning.
Yeah. So I'd have kept him there.
That might be one of the few times that I've actually kind of – like, the hard part is you understand why he's making the moves, right? We're not – like, there's a part of it, you might second-guess it, but you can understand it and go, well, maybe I would have done that if I was in the same position.
Yep. So Sabrowski is taken out of the game in the sixth inning. He gave up on one run on two hits, and he walked a guy. So he wasn't exactly sharp, which takes us to the seventh inning.
Time for Baskin and Phelps to second-guess the manager.
Here's another one. He yanked Pedro Avila after three pitches in the sixth because Pedro came in to relieve Sabrowski, and Pedro had it going. Now, he had pitched in game one, so right. He wasn't exactly fresh, but he threw all of three pitches. He bothered to warm up. You brought Gattis in the seventh. So what are you thinking? You're going to go with Gattis for two and Clase for one to try and save the game if it goes that way, or are you going to bring Clase in and have Emmanuel go two innings again? So if you're looking down the road, maybe you keep Avila in for the seventh and see, or Avila. It's Bobby Avila or Pedro Avila.
Yeah.
Maybe I'd have kept him in for the seventh inning and saved
Gattis.
Do
you think he was maybe thinking Gattis for one, Lively for one? And then when the score got away a little bit, he said no.
Except I would think you wouldn't bring in Ben Lively in that situation. He ended up bringing Ben Lively in. But I was thinking at that point he's trying to win the game and he's going to go Gattis and Clase. As it turned out, Gattis came in the seventh inning. Seventh pitcher the Guardians used, he gave up two runs, a two-run homer to Aaron Judge.
Yeah.
That made it 6-2 in New York, and Gattis went two-thirds of an inning, and good night, everybody.
Yeah, Gattis and Lively got the second and third most pitches. Bybee still only had 39 to start the game. Are they analytics moves, or are they... Are they vote moves? That's my question, too, sometimes. I wonder if – I feel like the way he walks out of the dugout, that it's a vote move. Don't you? I don't feel – are you guys with me on this? Do you think that when he's making these moves, are they analytics that have been predetermined before the game, where if they get in certain situations, they 100% know this is what they're going to do?
I'll be honest. I don't think he has time to go to the analytics sheet.
Oh, I think the analytics sheet has been done for him well before the game.
I think he's making moves on the fly. Folks, that's second-guessing the manager. Though he made moves we didn't necessarily agree with, it's tough to second guess most of them. The pitching moves late, to me, I would have done differently. He didn't. It cost him a two-run homer by Aaron Judge, perhaps, or it's just Aaron Judge hitting a home run because he hit like 58 of them in the regular season. 216-474-0092, number to join us. It's Baskin and Phelps here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real, we're transparent, we're having a hell of a good time with it, and we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.